Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation, about how to be the unlimited source master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. And you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakaran.com. All right, so here we go. Happy desire and unhappy desire, or high vibrational desire and low vibrational desire. How to create what you want by enjoying the delicious, joyful excitement and abundance of your desire. Feeling your desire being here now, rather than unhappy desire, where you feel bad because you're thinking about a lack of your desire. So every single one of us on planet Earth and beyond is an eternal divine master of unlimited creation. We literally have the power of source as the source beings we all truly are to create absolutely anything we desire. And the entire universe of creation, 100% unconditionally, without judgment of any kind, is poised and ready to jump and help us create anything we desire. 100% unconditionally. The universe does not judge any desire we have as being impossible or unreasonable or too hard or difficult, and does not need or desire us to prove that we deserve what we want either. And step one of all creation is desire. On day one of creation, God Source had the brilliant idea to make the universe of universes. And we are all that same source, because nothing and no one is somehow separate from Source. So just like God Source, we are desire beings. And just like Source, we are all masters of desire. And as Source, no desire we have is ever judged as bad or wrong or sinful or unreasonable or impossible, etc. Otherwise, that would be Source judging itself, which makes no sense at all. And Source judging its own desires would cease creation and everything would die. So you could say in the beginning, I, as Source, had a desire for physical existence. And for planets and people and creatures and plants. And it was good. And we all came to planet Earth as the masters of creation that we truly are, to do nothing but desire and then create those desires into physical reality and have fun doing it. Because it's our nature as creators of worlds. And it is a blast. It's an absolute ball to create whatever we want into physical reality. And so, as Source beings, we do not judge our desires in any way. Contrary to what humans do, which is to judge the shit out of their desires and everybody else's desires. We came to planet Earth because we knew that the contrast of unwanted things which exists on Earth would inspire within us a desire for improvement and would provide priceless clarity within us what we want because of experiencing what we don't want. Because you're never more clear about what you do want when you're clear about what you don't want. Without contrast and desire, evolution and eternity would not exist. Without contrast and desire and our natural desire for as immortal, eternal, infinite creatures of reality for more and more and better and constant and never-ending improvement, the universe would cease to exist. So not only is there nothing wrong with desire, it is the force of evolution itself. And we are literally that force of evolution. And every one of our desires literally drives the universe and drives never-ending growth and expansion. Our desires are what literally drives the force of evolution and ensures our eternal nature and the infinite nature of the universe. So desire is our natural state of being and doing as eternal creators. That means every single desire that we have, including all of the supposed bad desires, are totally 100% divine and perfect and amazing. So that blows the concept of the supposed seven deadly sins out of the water, because not only is there no such thing as sin in general, there is certainly not some sort of supposed deadly sin that we will be judged for by some insecure, judgy, Judgerton type of God that needs therapy. Take, for instance, my favorite one, lust. Now, I understand that perhaps the ancient religious scholars had possible good intentions to somehow guide the masses away from negative behavior, which can be personally destructive and destructive for society, because as we all know, wars have been fought over lust and certainly greed, but trying to manipulate behavior through judgment and punishment never has worked and never will work, because as soon as you judge someone's behavior, you alienate them and instantly make them your enemy, and you have no one to blame but yourself when that person who you are judging wants to fucking kill you, because being judged feels like crap, and it feels great to kill who's judging you, because anger and revenge feels better than depression and feeling bad about yourself and feeling helpless and unworthy and powerless, etc. So, is there anything wrong with any specific desire? From sources perspective, absolutely not. Everything is divine, because nothing is separate from God and nothing is judged in any way as good or bad. So, there is no such thing as good or bad. There is only desires or thoughts that are higher in vibration because they are positively oriented and unlimited in nature and non-judgmental in nature. And there are desires or thoughts that are lower in vibration because they are negative oriented, limited in nature, and judgmental and condemning in nature. And it's easy to know which is which by how you feel. If you're thinking in limited, doubtful, judgmental ways, you will feel bad because your source does not think in those limited, doubtful, judgmental-oriented ways. So you are out of alignment with your own source nature and out of alignment with your true nature of infinite, unlimited creation. But if you feel great, well, then your thoughts and desires are in direct alignment with who and what you truly are as source, who is always focused in positive and unlimited ways. Another key ingredient that determines the vibration of your desire is, why do you want it? Now, the only reason anyone wants anything is to feel good and to be happy. The problem is people try to change conditions, external conditions, in order to be happy rather than being happy, which changes external conditions that match your internal happiness. So here's where we have these supposed deadly sins and commandments, which were designed with perhaps good intentions, but ultimately backfired because no one likes to be told what to do and not to do. Because we're all eternal, infinite creators, and anyone who says we must do this or not do that, we all just want to say, go fuck yourself. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want because I am an eternal master of creation. I have free will. I have the freedom to be, do, think, and have whatever I want. I'll do whatever the fuck I want because I'm God and God answers to no one. Or at least that's what people would say if they truly understood their powerful divine nature. Like our children do, who when we try to manipulate their behavior with judgment and punishment, they say, fuck you, without using those specific words, or act in a fuck you manner. And rightly so, because no one has the right to tell anybody what they should or should not do, or how to think, or how to act, including parents. You do not own your children. They are free spirits. So what about these supposed bad desires like lust and coveting, which is just an old term for lusting after something or someone you want? Well, all lust is desiring something you want because you believe if you get it, it will make you feel happy. We tend to equate lust with lusting after a person and sexuality and wanting them naked in your bed and getting jiggy with them, but there's also the lust for money or success or fame, etc. And let's face it, based on the definition of lust, every single desire we have is lust, because we're usually desiring things we don't have yet. So essentially that means there is absolutely nothing wrong with lusting after the sexy person or the sexy money or the sexy success or the sexy clothes or the sexy food or the sexy travel or the sexy car or sexy house, etc. We only get in trouble when we are with one person and we start lusting after another, or we are lusting for someone that's out of our league or out of our age bracket, or if we take lust too far into taking action, either consensually in the case of supposed infidelity or molestation or rape, etc. But because there is no such thing as judgment, because there is no such thing as assertion, because there is only attraction, that means there is no such thing as a victim. And that means there's no such thing as lust. There's no such thing. It's just desire that we've decided to judge and give a big ass label to. Everything is attracted. Absolutely everything is attracted. No such thing as a victim. Even supposed molestation and rape are 100% attracted. So that means there's nothing wrong with it. It's really just people attracting things that they don't want because of their negative, fearful thoughts about unwanted things. And people trying to get something or control something or love something, etc., to feel better. Because again, no one wants anything other than they believe it will make them feel better. And maybe getting the money illegally or legally will feel good initially, or getting the girl or the boy will feel good initially, but soon the excitement wears off. And if the money or the person was obtained in a less than gentle manner, less than legal manner, less than moral, ethical manner, but then guilt and shame sets in. So we've got a vicious cycle going here, which brings us back to a person's intentions. Why do you want that sexy person in your bed? Why do you want to diddle that altar boy? Why do you want that money? Why do you want that car? Why do you want that food, etc.? The answer is always you believe that when you get it, you're going to feel better. You want to feel good. You want to be happy. The problem is it does not work. It's just a temporary thrill because someone told you you couldn't have it, and your desire for it is just your way of saying, fuck you, I'll desire whatever I want and I'll get whatever I want. But lustful desires don't ever satisfy because no desire can ever make anyone happy, at least not permanently. So people need another desire and another desire and another desire, like kind of a drug, whether it's love or sex or money or fame, etc. And if your happiness is dependent on conditions being a certain way, well, you're going to be unhappy most of your life because can't control external conditions so that you can be happy. The only creative control you have is your own internal conditions. And you do that with positive-oriented, good-feeling thoughts, which then affects external conditions because your positive, joyful, abundant attitude attracts positive, joyful, abundant people, things, and situations into your life. In other words, the only way to change external conditions to be more pleasing conditions is to change your attitude to attract more pleasing conditions that match your joyful attitude. If you want happy external conditions, you've got to get happy first, then you will attract happy external conditions that match your happiness. I mean, come on, people, isn't it obvious by now that we're all just playfully defiant children in supposedly adult bodies, and whatever they say we can't have or is supposedly sinful or wrong or bad or taboo or immoral, etc. Well, that's exactly what we want. Because we want to feel in control. We want to feel powerful. We want to feel free. Because the purpose of life is joy and the basis of life is freedom. We're free to have, be, do, and have whatever we want. Because we just want things because it feels exciting to be, do, and have it. The only reason the priests are buggering the altar boys is because the stupid Catholic Church says they're not allowed to have sex, and because sex in general is judged as being somehow sinful, which, of course, is complete bullshit and absolutely ludicrous, because how could something that feels so good or even creates new life be bad in any way? Well, it couldn't be. So, let's pick desire apart. So far, we've determined that there is nothing wrong with any desire at all. Even supposed bad desires, such as desiring revenge or desiring to bugger the altar boy or desiring to kill somebody or rape someone or desiring to steal something. Well, there's nothing wrong with those kinds of desires. They're just desires people are having to feel better or to get something or change some sort of condition in their life so that they can feel better because they have an improved external condition in their life. So essentially there is not really good or bad desires, it's just higher or lower vibrational desires. Low vibrational desire is lusting after something you want, but then judging yourself for desiring it or not believing you deserve it. Even lusting after something is totally fine. You can lust after the woman, you can lust after the man, lust after the car, as long as you just thoroughly enjoy the desire of it. You don't have to take action. Just enjoy the desire of it. But as soon as you judge it, as soon as you doubt it, then it's going to feel bad. That desire will feel bad. Or desiring something out of revenge. I'll show them I'm worth something when I get it. That's revenge success. But trying to prove your worth when you achieve that, when you get what you want, is always low in vibration because Source does not need you to prove anything. So it's contrary to the focus of Source, which is unconditional love, not conditional love, which says, prove your worthiness. Then I'll love you. Then I'll give you love. Then I'll give you sex. Then I'll give you money, etc. Low vibrational desire is doubting your desire and generally wanting something to feel better. In other words, low vibrational desire is wanting something and when you get it, finally you'll be happy, rather than getting happy and feeling good, which would then attract happy feeling things that match the high vibration of your joy. That's high vibrational desire. Most people are desiring money and people and situations to get over feeling bad by obtaining something that makes them happy, like kind of like a drug, which is, of course, low in vibration, rather than just primarily desiring to just feel good, which in turn attracts happy feeling things. Simply, there's good feeling desire and bad feeling desire. Good feeling desire is your optimal state of desire, which is when you think about your desire, you feel good because you're feeling the joy of having an abundance of that desire right now. You're feeling an abundance of your desire rather than a lack of your desire, which always feels bad. So, joyful lust would be enjoying the delicious excitement of that specific person, naked in your bed, writhing all over you, in ecstasy. Whereas, unhappy lust is when the person you desire, you primarily think about the lack of that person in your life and the unlikely possibility you could ever get them in your bed, at least willingly anyway. Or you feel guilty and shameful for even desiring that person because you are being supposedly disrespectful, or you don't believe you deserve that person, or you aren't good enough, or worthy enough, or pretty enough, or handsome enough, etc. The point is, when you desire anything, whether that's love, money, success, sex, health, etc., if you think about a lack of what you desire, it will feel bad to think about that desire. And if you keep thinking about a lack of your desire, not only will you never get what you want, but then you will feel resentment and angry and vengeful, and then you'll start doing stupid things like molesting altar boys and raping girls, or you'll just hate men or hate women or be on constant guard, demanding respect and honor because you believe you are being disrespected or you're being objectified, etc. But you can't have an objectifier without being an objectifier attractor. There's no such thing as assertion. There's only attraction. The point is, there are no victims. There are just people focusing on what they don't want, attracting more things that they don't want, or things or people attracting things that they do want by focusing on what they do want. The raper, the thief, etc., are just angry because no one loves them or respects them, and everyone judges them, and they can't get what they want to feel better. So they just decide to steal it, to take it. Rape and molestation are just basically human theft. Greed is just money theft, to feel better, to feel powerful, and feel some sort of relief from feeling helpless and powerless and unworthy. Every type of behavior in society that we judge to be bad or sinful or evil or immoral or unethical are just people who are suffering from feeling helpless and powerless and unworthy and not good enough, and are trying to feel better by changing their external conditions. Then they react to those conditions in positive ways if they were successful in changing those conditions in their favor, or they react negatively if they don't change in their behavior in their favor, especially if somebody else doesn't do what they want them to do, etc. They're doing the same thing everyone else is doing on planet Earth, just more drastically and extreme. Everyone wants the money or the career or the riches or the lover or the marriage or the children, etc., because they believe they'll feel better once they have it. The question is, how much are they thinking abundant-oriented thoughts about that desire and feel good accordingly? Or how much are they thinking lack-oriented thoughts about that desire and feel bad accordingly? No one likes feeling bad, and humans will do whatever it takes to feel better. Even doing supposedly immoral, unethical things. Because anything feels better than depressing thoughts of unworthiness and not good enough and helplessness and powerlessness. Everything feels better than depression. Anger and revenge and control and greed and stealing what you want feels better than feeling powerless, helplessness, and depressed. Even if that power and control and good feelings are temporary. The problem is, you've got to keep up that anger and control and revenge and aggression and illusion of power to continue to feel powerful and feel good. Otherwise, you feel helpless and powerless and unworthy again, and feel depressed again. At least until you realize that that feeling of powerlessness is a choice generated by negative thoughts and is not true reality. When a person finally realizes that they have the power to create anything they desire with their positive-oriented, abundance-oriented thoughts, And they could be happy regardless of the conditions in their life or the conditions of the world. Then they no longer do stupid, immoral, aggressive, unethical, controlling things. So there's happy desire, where you enjoy the deliciousness of your desire and enjoy the fullness of your desire and the excitement of your desire as if it is here now, where your focus is on the feeling of the desire, not the physical reality of your desire, where physical conditions do not determine your happiness. That's divine desire. That's unconditional desire. That's powerful desire. That is conscious, deliberate desire. That is fun desire. That is desire mastery. That is your natural state of creation, where you just allow yourself to revel in the joy of that desire without judgment or doubt or proof of worth, etc. That's happy, joyful, delicious, exciting, abundant, fun desire, or fun lust. And then there's unhappy desire, low vibrational desire, where you feel bad because you're thinking about a lack of your desire. Or you doubt your ability or worthiness to receive it. Or you feel the need to prove your worthiness to receive it. Or you judge your desire as being bad or wrong or lustful or greedy or non-spiritual or immoral or sinful or impossible or difficult or too much work or too hard, etc. And your focus is on changing conditions to be happy rather than being happy, which attracts happy conditions. And you 100% rely upon physical conditions to determine how you're going to feel. That's the kind of desire that they were trying to keep us from doing, but they did not have the wisdom to know the truth and did not trust humanity to have the wisdom to do what is right for them by allowing themselves to be guided by their own source. But the past matters not. Our past desires for improvement have created the improvement and enlightenment of today. And the spiritual books of the past and the Bibles of the past are just history books now. And supposed commandments from God, well, to the enlightened ones, it is obvious that God, in quotation marks, does not issue commandments, because the real God source does not judge our behavior and does not speak to us in words, but rather vibrations, specifically good feeling vibrations. And it is our choice to translate those vibrations, depending on our vibration, as unconditional love or as judgment. Of course, in the past, they translated that vibration to be judgment and condemnation and a controlling God and punishment and hell and all that bullshit. But now we can translate it differently because we are more enlightened. And even though past religious scholars who translated those vibrations in countless ways, which then became the different religious Bibles and the supposed Word of God, had good intentions to guide humanity to goodness, their translations were faulty nonetheless, because supposed moral rules, regulations, and commandments were doomed to failure because imposing laws to manipulate people's behavior to somehow improve external conditions in the world so that everyone can be happy or to please an insecure God doesn't work and never ever worked, because the only way to improve external conditions is by improving your internal conditions by being happy. And God is always pleased because God never focuses on supposed faults in anyone or anything. And legislating and judging and punishing and controlling people's behavior so that they will be nice people, so that you can be happy, does not work and never will work, because you attract whatever you are most focused upon. And if you're focused on bad behavior from people, then you will attract more of whatever you expect from people, and if you expect people to be sinful and immoral, then you will attract people who are acting in those supposed bad manners, and the people you are attracting have no choice but to act like royal dickheads because you expect them to. And it's no one else's job, even the supposed criminals and terrorists, to change their behavior so that you can be happy. They're just on a different journey than you. Instead, it's your job to get your nose out of everyone else's business and get happy regardless of what the criminals or terrorists or clergy or politicians or everyone else in the world are doing. Because you attract more of whatever you expect and are focused upon, whether that's good stuff or bad stuff. You cannot change people's behavior by judging them. In fact, your judgment only serves to further disempower them, because that is why people act in despicable ways, because they feel disempowered. They feel helpless. They feel unworthy. And your judgment and condemnation and focus on bad behavior ensures that those people you judge will continue to act in ways that you need to judge and condemn. And it ensures that they will hate you for your judgment, because everyone hates to be judged, no matter what their behavior is. The only way to positively influence other people's behavior is to mind your own freaking business and create joy while being in abundance for yourself, to show others that they can do the same thing for themselves. And by seeing everyone as empowered masters of creation who have the complete power to create anything that they desire in their lives, and by not ever focusing on anyone's supposed faults and weaknesses, but instead only focus on people's strengths and positive traits. Act like Source does, and only focus upon the goodness in everyone. And if the goodness in someone is hidden by their obvious pain and suffering and disguised by their aggression, because deep down they feel unworthy and not good enough and helpless and powerless, we'll look beyond the disguise and see their source core, that is 100% unconditional love and joy and abundance and well-being and fun. And pay no attention to the mask. And understand that anytime someone is operating at a very low vibration and acting like a complete scumbag, understand that they are like a wounded soldier shot and cut and wounded and bleeding on the battlefield, and their despicable behavior is just their coping mechanism to not feel the pain. It's just their way of trying to feel better. So stop shooting at already wounded people with your ignorant, misplaced judgment and be better than that. For fuck's sake, stop kicking them when they're already down. Instead, be like Hawkeye Pierce in MASH and dress the wounds of your friends as well as your supposed enemies. Because we're all in this together and we're one big incestuous family and no one gets left behind. No one gets rejected. No one gets punished. Even the worst of the worst of the worst that we are so fond of condemning are never judged, ever, by Source. And when they croak, when they kick the royal bucket, just like us supposed good kids, even the scumbags get in through the pearly gates. No questions asked. No judgments. Everyone gets in to the proverbial Studio 54 to party down forever and ever. And no one has any regrets, because it was all just one big game. And we all get to choose to be the good guy or the bad guy every time we have a lifetime, which makes life a lot more fun and interesting. Because if everyone acted like rainbows and lollipops, well, life would not only be boring as hell, but life would cease to exist, because the contrast of unwanted things is what literally drives the force of evolution and eternity. Because unwanted things inspires a desire for wanted things. And then we get to go on that joyful adventure of turning those desires for improvement into physical reality forever and ever. What an adventure. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast, Happy Desire and Unhappy Desire, and you understand the difference so that you can be happy all the time by enjoying the deliciousness of your desires without judgment to make those dreams and desires come true into your physical life. And you give yourself the complete freedom to desire absolutely anything, regardless of how society might judge your desires. And just surrender and allow the unconditionally giving, infinitely abundant nature of the universe source to literally give you anything you desire just for the fun of it, just for the fun of creating those desires and enjoying those desires. Not for any other reason other than the joy of infinite creation. Alright, so, my name is Zakiron, and I am here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation, and you have the power and freedom to create the love, joy, well-being, and abundance you desire. If you got something from this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at Zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!